Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Okay. I'm not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
the
job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-olds.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No said, way!
I did!
Well, welcome, everybody, to another episode of the weekly Raise Your Vibration online broadcast. I'm your host this evening and every evening. My name is Adam, and I go by Adam from Adam. I am so happy that you decided to share your Friday night with us. I'm excited about our program for this evening. I'm excited about you joining in and sharing your story and giving us an opportunity to exercise our intuitive gifts and talents as we share your reading. And I'm excited, as always, to be joined by my lovely friend, mentor, spiritual mother, so many things she is to me, Patsy Aguero, joining me from Tampa, Florida. Good evening, Patsy. How are you feeling, my dear?
Hi, Adam. I'm feeling fabulous. And I'm here from St. Petersburg, Florida, not Tampa, even though Tampa and St. Petersburg.
Shame on me.
How are you doing today?
Oh, Patsy, I'm in a good space. I have to share a story with you and with everybody.
Okay.
You know, Patsy, we always talk about gratitude, and we talk about the importance of gratitude. Well, I'll admit, today I was letting the anxiousness of my future really begin to stress me out. That's little things, you know, it always revolves around finances, money, and just the future in general. And I ran into an individual who was waiting, getting off work, and we were interacting, and I saw him walking with a limp. And so I spoke, and I said, the typical cliche, how's it going, old, no complaint, it's only going to get better. And I was like, you're absolutely right, it's going to get better. And I was just saying it just out of, just out of habit and out of repetition. And he said, yeah,
right.
He says, I got hit by a car 2 weeks ago. He's like, a lady turned at a crosswalk, hit him, knocked him 10 feet. He says, in 2 weeks, I'm back at work. He says, I have very minimal pain, and doctors don't know how I'm healing so fast, and they don't know how I had no other damage to my body. And he says, I have so much to be thankful for. And I said, whoa, dude, I didn't expect that story to come out your mouth. I said, I was sitting here worried about how I was going to make a trip to the beach or not and letting that stress me out. And here you are, thankful just that you have all your limbs and your spine intact. And I was like, what a perspective shift for me right now. He said, oh, man, he's like, you definitely need to worry about that. He's like, man, it's changed my whole outlook on life. He's like, I'm minding my business, just walking across the street and out of nowhere. All I remember is hitting the ground and then waking
wow.
up in the hospital.
Wow.
He says, I woke up that morning thinking it was like every other morning, my same routine, he said, I've been doing for 5 years, walking to the train station, catching the train to work, but this time something unexpected happened. And he says, and And it's just a denial. I was just so amazed at how, man, we take the basic thing for granted. You know, like we can let so many things in. She says, man, the fact that I can sleep right now after 2 weeks of not being able to sleep and after 2 weeks of not being able to be in so much chronic pain, she says, man, it's a blessing. There's nothing I can complain about. And I said, man, what a powerful story and testimony that just reshifted my entire focus. It just completely reshifted. I thought, oh, man, immediately
praise
I went back
Lord.
Into a state of gratitude, just saying, man, I have my health, I can breathe, I can see, I can walk, and I just felt so good, and my whole frequency just shifted from then on. And I was like, man, the stuff that our mind constantly finds to complain about, when the reality is, Patsy, there's nothing to complain about, only to be grateful for, only to be grateful for. So that's what happened to me today, is just rock my world, and I am just committed to remaining in gratitude, and I'm so thankful that I had that interaction with that young man to help put me back in that state. So that's my week, and that's my day today. What's going on with you?
Well, Adam, you know, I've been taking this 28-day course on gratitude, and I tell you what, I have been grateful for things I never thought I'd be grateful for. And it has totally created a different energy that is attracting so many good things to me, I can't even tell you, as long as I keep staying in an attitude of gratitude. So I'm totally hearing what you're saying. It's so, so important. And one of the things I was going to talk about was, you know, when we're feeling that we're in a situation that we can't cope with, if you can look at someone else and see what they're going through, then sometimes you get grateful for what you're going through. Instead of, this, what I'm going through is doable. You know, I can manage this. So a lot of times I don't believe, like, you know, you should put people down because they're worse than you. But sometimes realizing that you're not in that boat, like you can walk, you can talk, you have hair, you have eyelashes, you have eyes, you have arms. You can break your body down to a million pieces and thank every cell in your body. So, but I do want to share something that's happened with me. I went to the cemetery today for the first time since my mom died, and that's almost a year ago. And I did a little, you know, doing my little ritual that I did over there. And when I was over there, I started thinking, how did I get to the point that I can cope with this, you know? And, you know, how do people cope with things like the death of someone? How do you cope with losing your job? How do you cope with, you know, breaking up with romantic relationships? Maybe how do you cope with the death of a pet or a death of a friend or death of a relative? Or how do you cope with a disagreement you have with a coworker? Or what about feeling betrayed by someone you trusted? You know, how do you cope with losing trust for somebody? How do you cope with losing faith? Okay. So, Adam, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. I heard a bleep. I was thinking a lot of people, or I don't say a lot, I don't know what the percentage is, but some people turn to abusive behavior. You know, you hear about people that they'll overindulge in things that are abusive, like drugs or alcohol or sex or shopping or excessive working. You hear about workaholics. You know, people will do addictive behaviors. So I started thinking, maybe we can talk about how do we create a spiritual toolbox, you know, a toolbox that we can use that we can go to. Now, you know, some of the things that I do or some people can do, I'm going to say general, these are just some suggestions, was the first thing, maybe pray and meditate over it, you know, talk to God. maybe you can call for professional help. You know, it depends on what the situation is. Or you call a friend or a person, maybe somebody at work that's in a supportive position. Some people like to read inspirational literature. And maybe some people focus on self-care. Excuse me. But for me, I was just talking to somebody. This is a family member that's having a lot of problems with heroin right now, and it's just heartbreaking for everybody in the family. And usually what I do when I'm talking to somebody that's off the stuff and everything, you know, of course I put God in the equation first, but then I tell them they have to do something physical. And you might just have to go take a shower. You know, you might need to brush your teeth. You might need to have some refreshing drink or a meal. You know, you have to take care of your physical first, you know, and sit down and then reassess the situation. And then you start pulling your tools out. Now, what can I do? Rather than picking up the first patch that's going to just make the situation worse. And a lot of people would say, well, the heck with it, let's just go have a few drinks and let's do that. And they just get deeper and deeper in the situation. Or
absolutely.
If you're having problems with money, you know, you say, well, the heck with it, if I'm already in debt, I'm just going to go spend some more, you know. And it just snowballs. And at some point you have to say, you know, in AA they have 12 steps, you know, 1 through 12. But I always say before all their steps, there's step zero, and step zero is this crap has got to stop, you know, this abusive behavior that I'm doing. So I just try to spread at the beginning, then jumping into it. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Adam. What about you? You shared what you did today. You looked at someone else, and then you looked within and said, hey, I'm not in that situation. What other kind of examples have you gone through maybe that you have some tools that you use?
Well, Patsy, I will list three of my toolkits. That is, and the one is a small group. You know, I feel like having a small group that you can reconnect with on a weekly or biweekly basis of people who are committed to their personal development, their spiritual evolution, and can hold you accountable with your faith is invaluable. Invaluable to have.
Mm.
That
mm-hmm.
is, that's my primary toolkit, because then that is able to help me assess and find out what else I need. The second thing I do is in my toolkit. Well, the first thing in my toolkit is my prayers. I have had to realize I had a mentor tell me this years ago. And he told me this at the time. I was a person who was committed to prayer and fasting. I prayed all the time. And this person told me, you need to deepen your prayer life. And I thought to myself, I pray all the time. And he says, Adam, as you evolve and grow spiritually, just like you physically grow and your appetite becomes stronger and you got to feed yourself more, he said it's the same way when it comes to eating. I mean, same thing when it comes to praying. You must go deeper in prayer. The more you grow, the more you evolve, the longer and deeper your prayers should be. You can't be praying the same way you prayed 10 years ago because you've evolved and grown, so your capacity to receive is more, just like your natural appetite has evolved. And that has stuck with me, and I realize I always get to a certain stage where my prayer life is not growing with my spiritual evolution, and I have to realize, man, I've got to go deeper in prayer again. And so so that is like the first thing. And now this is something that's also happened with me in my prayer life, Patsy, is that my prayers become more simple, but they have the quality of them have become so much more profound. I'm actually now, Patsy, praying about four times a day the prayer that my parents first taught me, which is the Our Father prayer in Psalms 23. But each one of those lines of those prayers do so much for my vibration. They do so much for setting me in an alignment that is super powerful. And that's it. I say those prayers. I feel what's happening in my body as I say them. And that guides and sustains me through so much. Then I have my small group. And then, for me, I like to journal. And another way, Patsy, that I like to go in my toolbox is once I have got myself to a state where I feel somewhat balanced, but there may be some emotional residue of whatever that sticky situation was, whether I got into it with somebody, whether I'm regretting a decision I made, whether I'm experiencing rejection, Whatever that situation may be, another thing that I've realized, Patsy, that is transforming is in that midst of that, I go and be there for somebody else. There's nothing like being there for somebody else in the midst of your own discomfort. There's a passage in the New Testament scripture where the Apostle Paul says, I get much comfort from you while I'm in my discomfort. He said comforting them, his church, his followers, brought him so much comfort, even though he was going through. And when you can take your eyes off of your problems and be there for somebody else, by the time you come back to your problems, they're not as intense as they were before. You have more clarity on how to handle them. So those are the tools I do. I know that when I'm really going through passing, it's time for me to be there for somebody else. After I spent 3 days worrying, stressing, praying, handing it over to God, I feel like I hear God say, hey, you handed this over to me, now go about your business. And my business is being there for somebody else. And sometimes we have to be a wounded healer until we get more clarity. And some people question that, well, if you're going through or you need to heal yourself first, but I have got so much healing while being there, making myself available for another person to help facilitate whatever they're going through. So those are the tools that I like to use, prayer, small group, and then making myself a facilitator for somebody else's breakthrough or healing. And it consistently serves me, inspires me, and keeps me, as you say, on that beam towards my spiritual progress and attainment and just joy. So,
you know, Adam,
I know that was a lot. I said, but that's my huge toolkit.
No, it's so beautiful what you said. It just touched my heart because, you know, a lot of times people think that prayer is kneeling down, putting your hands together and mumbling something, or driving the car, just saying that. But, you know, a prayer can be you just holding somebody's hand and listening to what they have to say. It could be a breath, you just breathing. Your breath could be a prayer. There's many ways that we pray. They don't have to be something from a book or something that's wrote. There's many ways that we can give thanks. And I think you gave a good example about getting out of yourself and being available for somebody else. So I think this is a really good way to start the evening. And we have a lot of people. I bet they're going to have some really good suggestions or ideas of how we can help.
We don't have a lot of time, but I would like for all of our callers to share just one tool that they rely on consistently as to help them when they're in the midst of going through loss or suffering or whatever the challenging situation is. What is their default response? Besides those sweets, besides that chocolate and ice cream, what's your other spiritual default?
Right.
Because I do have my chocolate fix, too, and Krispy Kreme has always got that hot and now sign on. But that, like you said, that is not going to do a real fix for you. This is going to do a temporary fix. But I would love to hear what at least one tool that our callers go through, use when they're going through. So let's open up the airwaves and let's hear what our callers have to say. And then, Patsy, let's offer some intuitive insights. All right, our first caller, the last four digits are 3640. Caller, the last four digits, 3640. You're live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello, caller? All right. Caller, okay. Let's go to the next caller. All right, caller, you're live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patty. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Patty. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Enjoying the show.
Oh, goody, goody. So I guess you're ready to tell us what your one tool is when you, I don't want to say it, your butt gets in a crack. How do you take care of yourself?
For me, it's nature. It's either a mountain, ocean, park, something like that. It's the peaceful nature of that.
I think, you know what, I didn't even mention that tonight, but I always suggest that. That is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Would you like me to pull a card for you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. Oh, this is very interesting. This is going to be a lot of stuff right now. There's a big, big winds of change for you right now, Patty. I think it has to do with some kind of traveling, okay? And, you know, when you have change and stuff, you're going to get a little bit vulnerable. So new ground, no matter, you know, how prepared you are and stuff, can get a little bit challenging. So just know that, you know, when you feel like you're lost or, you know, you lost your place or something like that, you're going to feel a little bit foolish, you know, and like you feel like you're losing face because you don't know where you are. And it's like when you enter some kind of new territory or something. So this card is all about knowing that unfamiliarity, you know, with it, because this is a definite, there is a big change for you. And it's it could either be a shifting of your perception that's real powerful, or it could be a physical moving. And I have a feeling that there's going to be some physical traveling. That's my guess about what this card is. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is, in probably you already do this, but don't criticize where you are, like, you know, that's not how we do it in New York, or that's not how my family does it, and that's not how my friends do it. Just to kind of watch and be sensitive to other people where they live and how things are. And sometimes we will put a judgment about other people or other places, which is an old leftover byproduct of being insecure, a childish kind of byproduct. So what I'm asking you to do is be real sincere with yourself and with respect for other people, and try not to challenge, you know, the order of things. You can, I mean, it could be a new job you're moving to, but if your space is being, you know, people are stepping on your space, of course you have to say something, but kind of learn to adapt a little bit, be the stranger in a strange land, okay? And I think your attitude about this is going to be wonderful if you step into that kind of mode. Does that make sense to you of what's going on?
It doesn't make complete sense right now. The reason I had mm-hmm. called was I have a meeting tomorrow, and mm-hmm. wondering the outcome of that meeting. I guess would affect me. It's not a business meeting, but it would affect a lot of what's coming up in the next 3 months.
Well, it makes real perfect sense to me that what this is saying is your attitude about this. So you get to step back and watch what's going on in this meeting, okay? And
okay.
Just kind of listen. And if your boundaries are your, you know, your hula hoop, if somebody's getting in and it's uncomfortable, you can say it. But try not to do that drastic change, because you're being moved along to another area, another space, another circle of I don't know what, but this is all about this change. You're breaking new ground. So I think the outcome is going to be really, really good, but it's going to really depend on your attitude.
Okay.
If you're there with your arms folded and, you know, standing your ground and shaking your fist, you're not going to be able to receive. So think about yourself with your hands open and about receiving what's new coming your way out of this meeting.
Okay.
That makes sense now?
It does.
All right, Patty, I'm going to put Adam on and see what he thinks.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm going to
thank
echo,
you, honey. Have a great weekend.
I'm going to echo what you said, Patsy. I do feel like the meeting is all about your attitude, but not so much like a negative or resistant attitude. I'm not picking up that, but I am picking up that you must go into this meeting with an attitude of whatever is going to be asked of you, whatever is going to be required of you, that you can handle it and you can do it. And that you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to have any fear of what should I expect or any anxiousness. Now, I will say this, whatever is going to come from this meeting, it is going to be something that is going to present with it an opportunity for you to stretch yourself and require you to really use your mind to see the bright side of how this is going to work in your favor. and not go that negativity, what Pat is picking up. I do feel like it is going to require some sense of moving and travel, even though that's later, maybe in 3 months, but not within the next 3 months. But I do want you to know that whatever is going to be happening, whatever is going to be part of you, it is going to shake up your world. It is going to it's coming up really confirming. It's going to shake up your current routine, your current whatever's been going on is about to be shaken up, but it's going to be a good shaking up if you can see it like that. But go into it with an openness of you can handle whatever, you can do whatever, because you're much more powerful, you're much more capable than you ever realize right now. And I think that whoever's going to this meeting, they can see you as a powerful person, but you may not be prepared for that, to know that what you can handle and what you can make happen. But I'm seeing you coming out thriving. I'm seeing you build a new relationship with a powerful being, whether this is a work, business, romantic relationship. It's not clear yet, but it is a new relationship going to come out of this with a new way. And I'm seeing you just really begin to recognize the power that you have and your abilities like you've never had before.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're
have a good weekend, sweetie.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us. Let's go to our next caller with the last four digits, 8209. Call the last four digits, 8209. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Tasha, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. I just want to say something to everybody. Right now, Mercury is in retrograde with my planet. Okay?
Your audio is weakening out.
Okay, I said Mercury is in retrograde with five planets, okay? Which means that it's time to recalibrate, revisit, renew, and rest. And we talked about the rewords. So it's interesting that tonight we're talking about how we regroup or what we do after coping. So, Tasha, what is it that you do that might be one of your tools in your spiritual toolbox that when you're having a hard time or life isn't giving you what you want, how do you cope with things? What's the first thing you go to or your favorite thing?
I went through a situation with my youngest son. He had to have a bone marrow transplant, so I just let go, let God handle it, and just keep faith that everything would be all right.
That's my favorite, let go, let God. Oh, how's he doing?
He's doing fine.
Oh, my God. That's great to hear. Good news. Good news. Would you like me to pull a card for you?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Tasha, where are you calling from?
California.
What city? Oh, California.
Oakland. Yeah, Oakland.
Oakland. Okay. That's right by a bay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty close to San Francisco?
On the other side, yeah.
Okay. Well, this card I just pulled for you is just so beautiful. It's just so great. It's all about abundance, okay? And it's about inner riches, which you have shared with me, that you're reaping some rewards of a crisis that turned out to be good. So a lot of times people think abundance is just about getting money and all this stuff. But what happens when we get abundance, we have a really great opportunity to help other people, to be expansive, to celebrate, and to express gratitude, okay? So because we get in that mode, and of course it's an inside job, all right? When your landscape, your inner landscape is rich and fertile, you know, to the point that you're overflowing, then you're glad to give back to other people. There's a smile on your lips. You're great to be alive, okay? And so what happens, you start attracting really abundant things toward you, you know. And, you know, the nature of life itself is extremely prolific. Just, you know, we don't get like a handful of stars. We get zillions of stars, you know. We get millions of colors and forms and textures and tasting and touching. So all this abundance, this is a really big
abundant period for you. So the quotation would be like, make hay while the sun shines, you know. Dance, sing, enjoy what you have right now, you know, because it's all time for you to spread your wings, open your windows, and open your heart, because this is a really good time. But you have to have an attitude of being receptive to things, okay? And just from me talking to you, it seems like that's the kind of person you are. So, girl, get ready to fly, because it's all here for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Tasha, have a good one. Adam? He's got his mic turned on.
Hey, Tasha, this is Adam. Tasha, are you?
Yes.
I'm picking up a lot of the topic or subject that Patsy may be referring to is either dealing with work or school. Are you making some transition between or combining something with work and school coming up, or planning and trying to make a decision coming up within the next this year or end of this year?
Well, I am working with mentally disabled patients, and I had to take a course to get, like, I had got my first certificate as far as a DSP. I passed that one, but then I got to take another course for DSP-2 to officially be able to be administering medicine to the mentally ill patients.
Okay.
So that's towards the end of the year.
Okay. What's coming up is what I was going to say is I feel like you've got to stay committed. It looks like you're already, but I'll just reiterate it anyway. But you got to stay committed to that education, that schooling, because it's going to prepare you to go after creating your own business. And I don't know if you're doing your own service now, but this reading is saying like something higher is calling you to run and operate your own type of business or entrepreneurship, and this schooling or whatever I saw is going to help you be able to establish and do that. Now, I don't know if it's another business or it's in the field working with the mentally disabled or handicapped, but I feel like it very much could be, but you're going to need to be committed to getting all of the certifications, license, everything that you can, and you need to know that it is part of your calling to have whatever your idea, whether it's a group home, a shelter, or adult daycare, whatever your idea is, it is coming up very strongly that it is. There's a lot of prosperity for you there. I feel like that's the abundance that Pat is picking up, and it's also part of kind of like what you're sent here to do on this earth.
Oh, okay. Because with my job, I like to show compassion with the patients, but the boss is like, no, because I had this one patient named Tyreek, and I always hug him and rub his head and stuff, and we just drawn to each other, and they say, no, you can't do that. I'm like, what's wrong with that? I'm just showing him compassion, like I care, and I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm seeing that there's something about your purpose and calling and being there, but I feel like you might need to look out how you can create this as your own type of center or service or work.
Okay. So you see me passing
capacity.
You see me passing DSP-2?
It looks like more than likely if you go ahead and start preparing for it. I won't say this is definitely coming as automatic. It's coming up that you got to be committed to it. You got to know it's part of your purpose. You got to take it seriously, and you absolutely will pass it. And you're actually going to keep on getting all the certifications and things that you need.
Okay. All right. I just need one more. I already updated everything else.
Okay. Good. Well, it looks like you're on your way. Just stay committed to it and begin to look at how you can maybe create your own career business out of this occupation.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
love
you, Tasha.
Love and light.
Thursday night with us. All right, you have a good night, too. All right. Our next caller, last four digits are 7105. Caller, last four digits, 7105. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Denise. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Denise. How's it going?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. I used to live in that area.
Oh, yeah.
How's your weather?
It's raining now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, yeah. Can you tell us what you use to cope with? What's your favorite tool that you use?
One of my favorite tools when going through something, dancing. So just throwing on music and kind of taking a break from, you know, sitting around thinking about it, or really just to move energy and to, you know, have fun even in the midst of what's going on.
I think that you're right on spot, you know, right on spot, spot right on. you know, just like you said, doing something physical, you know, move a muscle, change a thought, you know, all that kind of stuff. Everything works into changing attitudes and things. I just pulled a call from you, and it's very interesting about you talking about that moving, because this card that I pull is about being still, at being at a standstill. Like, it's almost like you were like humming along and moving along and just being, you know, everything's good. And then all of a sudden, in certain areas, some doors of communication have been closed and progress seems to be impossible on any front that you go to. And it's almost like it's snowing and snowing and snowing and snowing, and then you're shoveling the snow, and the more you shovel, the more snow comes. It's like almost like you're spinning your wheels, you know. Sometimes your car might get caught, you know. And so, you know, when we have these outer circumstances, it can promote and some kind of inner crisis going on and making you feel like you failed somehow, or life's forgotten you, or some people go, "Why me, God?" or that kind of stuff. So what I'm going to suggest to you when you're feeling like that, it's kind of like the only way you can be creative and stuff like that is just make your inner self be peaceful, like a cozy little retreat place, so you can take a break and just focus on your inner self. Okay?
Yes.
And pay attention to your little tiny intimate things that are contribute to your own inner strength and nourish yourself. Because what happens after all that snow comes the spring. And I think it's time for you to get ready to thaw out, because the spring is here, really. But you're preparing yourself to emerge, and you're going to come out like the butterfly from a long period of a standstill. Okay? God hasn't forgotten. You know, it's time for you to make some preparations to step forward. So does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely it does. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because I'm seeing all that. It's time for you. All right. How about you, Adam?
Well, I'm picking up that there could possibly be that standstill that really may possibly to happen is in regards to maybe being over analytical, just thinking a little bit too much. This Queen of Swords that showed up in this reading reversed, it could suggest to me, and it is suggesting to me that there may be some over analyzation, overthinking some situations and stuff, and maybe just really the sit back more objectively and read the situation, not so much the details, but maybe the bigger picture, and not get so caught up in the details. But at the same time, there, I feel like there's other situations that are surrounding you, Denise, that may require you that you're not putting forth your best mental thinking and effort and strategy on how to create some things. But I feel like there may be some misguided effort or energies, and I hope this makes sense what I'm saying, but I feel like there's some things that you're not putting forth the great mental effort and strategy, and then there's other things that you're overanalyzing and putting too much strategy in, and that's what's causing you to kind of really be in this middle ground. So you kind of know what requires what, and when it comes to relationships, that is something you don't want to put energy in overthink. You just want to kind of trust the natural process. So when it comes to your career, your life planning, you really want to put your best thinking to create the perfect strategy and to manifest and create the perfect environment of what serves you. Does that kind of make sense, my friend?
It does. It does. I actually agree. I am looking to you know, make a transition from the job that I have, and have really, like, really been procrastinating on actually writing and getting clear about exactly what it is that I want to do. And I think that I have been distracted by, you know, other things that are going on in my life. So, yes, it definitely makes sense.
Yes, I would definitely encourage you to switch that energy and put mm-hmm. there's some things that's kind of like, it's going to natural. It's kind of like, you can't beat it. You can't think it. You can't try to figure it out. Asking why, mm-hmm. and you just got to let that go. But where you can be figuring out in the strategy, you got to put that energy right there, and you're going to see that everything is naturally going to start falling in place for you.
Yeah.
And just letting life just set you up. And it's going to be careful, though, because once you get your vision right, you're a manifester. So once you get clear on what you want to create for your life, get ready for mm-hmm. things to start coming fast. And mm-hmm. by this time mm-hmm. next year, you're going to be walking in a different life, my lady.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing your Friday, your Thursday night with us. It's great to hear your voice.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks.
All right. Good night. Our next caller is calling from 8860. Last 4 digits, 8860. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amy from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi. What's your first name again?
It's Amy. How you doing?
Amy, I'm doing great, Amy. I'm just so blessed to hear your voice. It just, we get the best people calling in here.
Yeah,
it's just great. I just feel so much warmth coming from you. Amy, what is it that you use to help, you know, get you through stress, help you cope through things? What's one tool you might share with us?
Oh, I actually have a couple, but it's related. Definitely breathing. Inhale, love, exhale, whatever that doesn't serve me. Basically, I exhale junk. So inhale, love, exhale, junk. Inhale, love, exhale, junk. And then also what helps me is grounding. A really awesome tool to just, even if I'm like, if I have not, I don't have, I can't touch the ground or whatever, I just touch my shoulders. I just do whatever I can to ground and connect with the earth. It's important, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, I feel that. Amy, do you do, have people told you that you're real intuitive?
Yes, people have told me that. And
Well, I'm picking up on that really, really strongly.
Okay. Very cool.
What were you going to say?
No, people have, I dabble in and out. You know, sometimes I self-doubt, but now I'm listening more. I'm listening to my inner cues, and it's helping me a lot. It's helping me a lot, and I'm an empath, too, so that makes sense as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at here is right now and what you're going through, everything that you take on right now should be handled like you're handling butterfly wings, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's a real important time for you to be real conscientious and be real true to yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's time to get some balance back. You've just been doing a little bit of excessive stuff. It's time for you to, you've been maxed out in some areas, so it's time for you to get back in touch with yourself and you can't afford to be in, like, that fast lane trying to get everything done because that's going to make you collapse, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I'm going to suggest is taking note, relaxing, breathing, okay?
Yep. Yep.
And this whole thing of trying to get preoccupied with stuff, overly emotional and gets too serious, all this stuff, it's time just to back off, okay? And so, you know, when you read the Tao and stuff, it talks about practice not doing and everything will fall into place.
Okay.
And it's going to take a lot of humility on your part, Amy, because a lot of times our ego gets in the way and say, what are you talking about? I'm rolling up my sleeves. Just put a little imaginary stop sign in front of you and say, okay, stop. Life is way too precious. to put this humbleness and all that stuff into risk, okay? So it's time to relax. And that's the message I have for you tonight, okay?
Okay.
How about you, Adam?
Well, can you hear me okay, my friend?
Yes, I can.
Well, I'm picking up some stuff about a relationship.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on there. Okay.
No.
Well, tell me this. Did you just end a long-term relationship or a relationship that you really were committed in and you had to end it within the last three months or 3 years?
Here's what my first love was 7 years ago, and it scarred me. So bottom line, it took me a while to mourn and grieve and all that other good stuff, and then things would happen and remind me of him. And so I've really done the work, and I feel fantastic now that he's behind me. So it does feel recent, probably to you. That makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's coming up that it is time for you now to re-enter into another partnership, but you got to have some. You got to be ready for some trial and error.
Right.
Okay. You got to be ready to, as they say, kiss some frogs before you find your prince.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are you saying? I'm so sorry. I didn't catch that.
You know the saying, you got to kiss a few frogs for the right one turns into a prince.
Yes.
So it's time for you to kind of get back out there, but this time around, and I'm not saying you didn't have it back then, but you really want to keep your worth. The test in this lesson of this new season of courtship and partnership is making sure that you're not unequally yoked and that you are with people who value what you value.
Yes.
If they don't value what you value, you keep it moving.
Yes. That's for sure. And I think that.
I feel that there's something strong coming on the horizon when it comes to relationships. And this could not even be a relationship romantic. It could just be a new partnership, business partnership. But even with that, you've got to make sure that you are linking and yoking with people and bonding with people and committing to people in your life who share your values. You cannot.
Yes.
Any longer associate and be in a strong agreement with people who don't value what you value and don't see the value in who you are and what you are in your true core.
Exactly.
That
and
season of your life is really over, okay?
Yes, it makes sense because I had to release all these friendships because exactly they didn't value who I was, who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
absolutely.
That makes sense.
And you have a lot of value, and you don't, and you've got to, you're still learning it, but you've got to trust it, and then you're going to start finding people in your life that's going to mirror it back to you. But you don't want to link up with people who don't do that. Say what?
Okay. Do you know when this relationship might be coming in?
I feel like you're going to start meeting somebody within the next few weeks, or prospects. But the actual relationship may not manifest until looks like Leo season, so end of July, August.
Okay. All right.
But you
got to
get out there.
Beautiful.
You got to get back and reorient yourself into day in and what that looks like for you and how to do it while still keeping your value in check. I mean,
and
not value
like,
in check, but keeping your value.
Yes, and be that butterfly. Still keep on flying and showing my colors. I really do.
All right. Thank you so much.
I love
for
it.
Calling in and sharing with us. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Blessings.
Thank you, Amy.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 4133. Caller with the last four digits, 4133. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Melba, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Hello, Melba. What city are you in?
Richmond.
Richmond. Wow, that's a big city. So, Melba, what do you do to help you cope with things. What kind of tool do you pull from your spiritual toolkit?
Well, if I haven't been jammed, then too bad. I can possibly just meditate, just sit there and just take a couple of breaths is all I really do, and I'll be calm. But if they keep on jamming me, coming at me, like one after another, then it's going to be an explosion, and nobody wants that, right?
Well, now that explosion adds to your chaos, so how do you come down from that explosion?
Oh, right after it, then I'm all good.
You're funny. You're funny. Well, I am glad you're talking with us tonight, and I pulled a card while you were talking, which is very interesting. I hope you're ready for this.
Sure.
You're now ready. This is about pregnancy, okay?
Woo!
Not about you being pregnant.
Thank you. I ain't got
Are you
nobody.
Pregnant?
Trust me.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nobody
I was
around
say.
Me.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, maybe it's going to be the... what is it? The Immaculate Conception. Now, this is about giving birth to a dream that's been developing you for some time, okay? So
okay.
It's already manifesting in you. It's already, it's like a cauldron where the stuff's bubbling and stuff like that. You've already gathered enough information in your life. You already know what it is. So I want you to be real clear about this. You're going to start getting messages, okay? There are going to be little whisperings of, you know, go ahead, it's time. And they're going to appear to you in unexpected ways. It might be in a dream or the corner and a truck drives by and it has a word on it that you go, oh, my God, that's the kind of business that I want to start. Or that color has reminded me if I had a business, this is the color I would use. But you're going to start getting hints from the universe, okay? So it's cooking right now. It's cooking, but it's ready to be served, okay? So it's simmering nicely, and the fragrance is coming out, and it's starting to pass in every aspect of your life to permeate, okay? So what you're going to need to do is just sit back, watch a lot of this stuff, okay? Because a lot of stuff's going to come to you intuitively. Do you do some intuitive work now? Like listening to your gut?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, it does, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you need to start trusting that because help's going to start appearing to you really fast, Melba. So you got to be ready.
All right.
Also, it's time that when you're going to some of these false, superficial people come around you and stuff like that, you're going to have to, rather than explode on them, just step into a higher plane and call in your higher value so that you can live a little bit more peacefully, all right? So that wisdom is going to shine from you, all right? So I want you to stay in an attitude of gratitude like we talked earlier. And so that your life can become your art, your prayer, and your meditation, all right? Because you talked about meditating. So that's part of your prayer, you know, and that's going to be going to really be a lot of abundance for you right now. So stay on this course and keep your eyes open because it's time for you, baby girl. You got it?
I got it. Thank you so much.
Okay, Melba, have a good one. My friend Adam, what do you think?
Now, but I want to ask you some questions. I'm picking up some things that I want to get some clarity on. Are you bi-locational, meaning do you have like a home in another place or that you travel to a lot, or is Richmond your only location that you live and operate out of?
No, I'm probably more what you would call a transient. So I love to travel, and I would get up in a minute and move to a whole other location, you know. So, I mean, this is my home. I was born here, but I love to travel, and I will go and live somewhere else, you know, just because I felt like it. So maybe that's what you're picking up on.
Yeah, I'm picking up that there's some more travel. It's a return to another place.
Yes,
that's
I know.
Coming up.
I'm getting ready for it.
I got an image of you getting on a bus.
The cauldron is bubbling. Yes.
I don't know if that bus is just a symbol of travel or you were actually planning a trip, but and I feel like it's south. I'm getting southern, south from Richmond, so the Carolinas, maybe.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, you're in the right direction.
But the other thing is that with that travel, it may be time to separate from somebody, and I don't know if this is a career, a job, or personal. I wish I could get more clarity, but right now it's been blocked for me. But I am getting the separation. I'm getting a very strong, that word is coming up. It's time. You've been thinking about it, because something is just not letting you feel as free and as just good and positive and secure about yourself, and it's time for you to kind of make a strategy to get back to your freedom, get back to your power, your independence. Do whatever you got to do to save up your money, to get things together, and go back to being you. And then there's another mate, or there's another person that you're going to reconnect with who you can receive now better, and they can receive you better.
Okay. Oh, another? Okay.
Well, I feel like it's a former lover. I don't think it's the same person. Huh?
Yeah, because this is getting draining right now. Can I get some new energies coming through? I mean, you guys are recycling people.
I'm definitely seeing a new energy, but it's more so like a person from the past that you're more so ready with. That you're more ready now to be with, to talk to deal with, than you were when y'all first was interacting with each other.
Okay.
And they may be somewhere. They may be down south too.
Okay.
Not sure, but I do know it's time for you to get back to you. Get back to you, Melissa.
Well, how about
get back in your power?
I know. Well, how about my finances? Because my love life is a mess, and how about my finances? Because I always need my finances.
It's all about starting to save your money. It's all about saving your money, saving your money. It's all about saving and being more stingy, and learning how to find balance, and being really, really careful when it comes to, what is this? I feel like you might be, I don't know if this sounds, I have to say it because this is what I'm getting. You might be paying too much for some bill, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, something that you might be just doing too much. Too much might be coming out. You might want to check into that and see, do you really need to pay this much for this or this? Something you're giving too much out of your fear or out of this sense of security. But it's really not necessary.
Oh, you know what? Because I be like, because all them bills be coming through, and I just be going ahead and I be doing lump sums, like, to try to get it out of the way. So I go in and just pay like 3 and 4 months at a time to get it out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Like double the payment up or triple it.
Yeah, no, I would this reading is suggesting that's not the best thing for you to do right now. Right now it's not.
Yeah, I know. I pull back.
It's keeping you in a stressful place, and you're not having that cash to go other places for your enjoyment and for other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of a fear and out of a, that's something that you really want to maybe not do that right now. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much for joining our show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You.
All right. You guys have a blessed
You're very
night.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Melba.
Well, Patsy, it looks like we're out of time. It goes so fast. It's such a fast show. We're having so much fun. I want to thank all of those who called in and those who are listening. It's such an honor to be able to connect with individuals all over the nation and to get these stories and then for people to be able to be here and be a facilitator and help bring different insight and clarity to people. Patsy, what message would you like to leave us with tonight?
Well, my message tonight is going to be real simple. Don't worry. God is always on time.
I love it. I love it.
Perfect.
I love it.
Perfect.
Thank you all, Pat. Thank you all. Thank you, Patsy. Y'all have a great night, and we will see you next Thursday. We will talk to you next Thursday. You'll hear us next Thursday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.